A void. A void of longing, skin on skin. Visual temptations, dangers of ego. Caution, do not feed the poets. They may become alcoholics, kill themselves, or spill their seed in random orifices along their way. Hormonal urges satiated by side effects of credit card users, whose fingers type in their number and expiration date for fulfillment. Lured with pixels of love, promised by young women whose images appear on my screen. As I navigate the internet jungle, click on request, all shapes, sizes, breasts, both artificial and natural. Women old enough to be your mom or even grandmother are available for your viewing pleasure. If real or value-added women are passé or have lost their luster, cartoon characters come, clustered together in panels. Nuns, Wilma, Fred, Snoopy, the devil with goat horns grins. Young wide-eyed anime schoolgirls with red ribbons in their hair can stare right back at you in the privacy of your own pop-up window. If images seem overblown, reek of guilt from the sexual exploitation of women, or if they simply seem too happy or not happy enough, you can click on to lick along literature, where anything goes and no girls were harmed in the making of these stories. Vampires, aunts, uncles, furry creatures, sisters, sons, and hot dog buns are all featured at the party of systematic sexual story sharing. You can read and rate or write to be rated. Enough material to push your buttons, show you ones you didn't know you had. Show you ones you didn't want to know even existed. Can you really have that much fun with an avocado and a pink plastic coat hanger? If interaction is of interest, create a character for capers. Be anything or anyone over the age of 18 in chat. I'd recommend transforming yourself into a 20-something bi-curious girl with ample curves and character as the best bait for your fellow master bakers. Give it a whirl. You'd be surprised how easily you slip into the skin of another to turn yourself inside out, to get yourself off. If the concept of contextual deceit conflicts with conscience, wicked webcams abound in both professional and amateur flavors. Voyeur viewing or tit for tat, sound or silence. You can always feed your poet, recite lurid lines in flesh, with hopes that someone will willingly touch you inappropriately in appropriate places, after asking an innuendo. I will have to remove this last line, so next time you will know I was serious.